In Camden, the alleged theft of nearly $4 million in donations by the beloved former head of a prominent Midcoast charity has left many with questions and few answers. Rusty Brace moved in elite circles in Camden, convincing wealthy, philanthropically minded residents to give money repeatedly to United Midcoast charities. Brace now stands accused of routinely siphoning contributions into his own private bank accounts. One episode during Brace's earlier career in publishing and media on the Midcoast hints at a possibly arrogant and less than trustworthy side to his personality. But as Jay Field reports, people who knew Brace in Camden never thought he'd be capable of the wrongdoing he's now suspected of.
In late September, Steve Crane asked Rusty Brace, the man he'd just replaced as head of United Midcoast Charities, to meet with him and the organization's treasurer.
I won't forget this. I'm, 72 years old, and I've seen a lot of things.
Alone in a room over the course of 2 days, the men showed Brace checks made out to the charity that he had endorsed and deposited into his own bank accounts. Brace eventually admitted to Crane that he'd taken millions of dollars in donations over a 15-year period.
You're looking at somebody who you've actually been a friend with. You're looking at somebody who you've worked with in this organization for 10-plus years, and you're trying to understand how could someone do this.
More specifically, how could Rusty Brace do this?
McGonagall Golf Club and the Summer Folk as well as the Winter Folk. Yeah, he was large, well-connected. He was well-respected.
Jim Hurd runs Hurd and Hurd Real Estate in Camden. He also serves as a town selectman.
The select board gave him an award for all, thank you for all the work you've done. Susan Collins gave him a flag that she flew at the Capitol.
Hurd, who's known Rusty Brace since 1983, says he's given money often over the years to United Midcoast charities. Brace, he says, was extremely persuasive in his pitches to prospective donors. Bettina Dalton talked about Brace's approach on a Maine Magazine podcast this summer, days before UMCC was to receive a big donation as part of Cellar Door Winery's annual Pop the Cause fundraising gala for nonprofits. Dalton is Cellar Door's owner.
He is absolutely engulfing in the way that he draws you into being a part of this community and supporting it. He's fabulous and believes in what he does, and you get swept up into it, quite frankly.
There's a Jekyll and Hyde personality here.
That's Steve Crane.
The same time he was giving this image to us and to the public, he was stealing money.
Crane says Brace, who's 81, could be controlling in his dealings with UMCC's 43-member board. Jim Hurd noticed something else over the years.
I think he had a little streak of arrogance in him. If Rusty says X, it's probably X.
But Brace's business career before he ran UMCC includes at least one incident where his word was not exactly trustworthy.
I've always thought of him as a devious, unethical person.
In 1978, Bill Patton was introduced to Rusty Brace by Hottie Hildreth, the son of former Maine Governor Horace Hildreth. Brace and the younger Hildreth were cousins. At the time, Brace was running Diversified Communications. Patton was looking to move to Maine from Massachusetts and had unsuccessfully tried to buy the Maine Times newspaper. Brace offered to sell Patton and Dick Saltonstall the Belfast-based Republican Journal. Brace later confirmed the offer in writing, but a short time later, Patton and Saltonstall learned that Brace had gone behind their backs and negotiated a much more lucrative deal with Whitney Communications, the New York-based media conglomerate.
Well, I was flabbergasted, upset, angry.
Whitney Communications eventually withdrew its deal with Brace and Diversified after the company learned of the earlier agreement. Diversified's board then forced Brace to go ahead and sell the Republican Journal to Patton and Saltonstall. Brace was eventually forced out of his job at Diversified in 1981. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.